you wake in a strange room. Your clothes are foreign, and the walls are covered in objects from a different world. You don't know where or when you are, or if you're still dreaming. There are footsteps in the hall. Jumping up, you race out of the room and into the streets. You have just entered the Twilight Histories.
Welcome to the Twilight Histories, an audio fiction that casts you as the hero. You are about to pass into an alternate universe. It will be strange, fascinating, and perhaps terrifying. To survive, you can't just be a tourist. You must become a part of the world you explore. This is your adventure. The concept for today's show was first posed to our Patreon community. I put it this way to them. War, crime, spiritual awakening. Drugs have fueled some of the most seminal moments in our history. What are some of the drug-infused moments out of history that could have been but never were? We had some brilliant responses from Nicholas Menapace, Steve DeFalco, It's Just Danny, Matthew Ritchie, Sam McDonald, and Joseph Conkle. I'm beginning to learn these names really well, and I'm starting to rely on them to help generate really fascinating ideas for episodes. I actually keep a secret document where I copy and paste all your best ideas. Some of them are so good, I believe that they could actually be turned into novels. Anyways, we have had some great ideas from all these guys, and Tristan Verboven took them and kind of mashed them together into something really unique. I've never heard a Twilight Histories episode quite like this. The closest we have are perhaps the drug scenes from The Black Scourge, or the dimension-splitting episode from Blue Dragons. But I think Tristan does something pretty special with this episode. I've listened to it 3 times, and I'm still learning from it. Before we get started, I want to give you a podcast recommendation. You listen to the Twilight Histories while you're awake to stimulate your imagination and quicken your heart rate. But when it's time for you to relax your mind and fall asleep, there's a podcast designed exactly for you. The Sleep Whispers podcast was created to lull your active mind into a deep sleep. It's relaxing. And this podcast is the real deal. It has a huge list of awards and articles that reference it, and it has a ton of fans who trust it every night to help them sleep. So give it a try. It's called Sleep Whispers. And now, for today's show, get ready for one of the wildest rides I've ever been on with the Twilight Histories. For our 100th show, this is The Trip by Tristan Verboven.
On your application, you said you wanted a drug experience to end all drug experiences. Well, we have a package with everything. Picture this. You're an honored guest on a remote tropical island. A strange ritual. A mind-expanding drug. Superhuman strength. A deep connection with the elements. You'll see the truth, feel no more pain, and finally you will leave your body to become a god. Anyway, your trip has already begun. The sky is coming into focus. The trees above sway to the movement. And the procession notices as you raise your head. Six men in the front and six behind are hauling the giant bamboo stalks that support your weight upon the leafy woven platform as they carry you up the broad path to the village. Your clothes are still damp and briny with beach sand, and the taste of sea salt still on your lips. Thatched huts and dry leaves and timbers pass on each side, and then a gate hanging between two sturdy palms. The men lower you to the ground in the main square, to villagers all around. The children are not shy, naked but for some carefully knotted cloth. The oldest boy wears a military helmet, his friend a navy cap. One of the girls speaks to you through old pilot goggles and a leather cap worn down to the chamois lining. In a language. It's strange. There are some English words in there. And their faces, brown, tropical glow, dazzling blue eyes, tightly streaked braided hair. An elder appears through the circle of onlookers, scattering the children. You stand up to meet his gaze. He has dark, oily skin, black, colorless eyes, hair in a dangling mat. He takes your hand suddenly, looking carefully at your palm. He shakes it, pumping it up and down.
Bonjour, bonjour.
A big smile comes to the old man's face as he pokes your forearm curiously. He leads you to a blanket carefully laid out, and as you sit cross-legged, a procession of women brings food. Each one kneels, putting a carved bowl to your lips. It's milky and thick, taste of okra, coconut, followed by a flavorless red fruity paste.
You do well come back to this island. Make you chop this one first. He will give you power to take fight.
One by one, until you've eaten to your fill, the women then adorn you in trinkets and painted chevrons, shiny metal objects, leather straps, colored cloth. A large woman approaches, her flowing dress fashioned from a red, white, and blue flag, places an ornate headdress on your brow. The men firmly strap makeshift gauntlets to each of your forearms. They're heavy, grass and bamboo fit with a shovel blade, and glittering with shards of broken bottle glass. The ritual takes some time. All the while, you try to decipher the occasional word from their speech, or a tiny object in their outfits, or even a familiar look in their eyes. So far, no drugs, though. The food seems to be just food. A hypnotic beat of hollowed trunks and stretched skins takes over your senses. Four men form a circle before you, their heads covered in broad leaves fashioned into hats. Their faces are painted white with thick eyebrows and a wide smile. They follow with a dazzling choreography, and causing the women to gather around as they throw petals into the air. The drums get faster and faster and faster until they stop. The men, in a single stroke of the palm, wipe away their painted smiles, revealing grinding teeth Each one pulls out a carved stick to his shoulder, and they chase the women with screams. You are pulled to your feet as the ring of villagers closes around you. The four men, they stand before you, glaring. They take weapons and hold them at their hips. One carries a club studded with spikes. One holds a spear pointed with a carved blade. And the others brandish machetes until a sharp stab in the back of your neck. You reach up in a start, but your arms are slow with the weight. And as you flinch your head, the scorpion falls to the ground beside you, squirming. And a cold shaft travels slowly down your spine. Then, voices, whispering, chattering, laughing, mumbling. Your muscles bulge. Your chest heaves. Your hands are the paws of a great beast. Your skin shakes, sweats, then shivers. Eyes glow, arms clawed, their faces dogs. They spread black wings, barnacled tentacles. The pulsating sky organizes the clouds into kaleidoscopes. The reddish dirt now forms into an undulating carpet pattern. A tree line, a palisade of teeth, decaying into caverns of vaulted abscesses. The shadows are fingers, the leaves, tongues. Your jaw locks a painful snarl, too dry to mouth. The men now surround you. The world spins as you try to find them, their mouths a million ants, spilling forth barbs, their fingers twigs, your bones are brittle, stretched taffy trapped inside sandy sacks of flesh. The weighted limbs pull the vine stalks into the earth, and from this soil a burst of thunder engulfs your shoulders. The heavy gauntlets spit forth earthly coils, slicing through the figures like water. Cool breeze blows through the splits of toes. Bamboo cracks, pinging dances of blades, a song of beastly cries, gushing sap from the bark. A swarm of bees slipping through your fingers, tongues from 100 mouths parched as chalk. Spinning fire now, a swirling milk, a handful of marbles settled in painted sand, carved blocks, stacked bales, giving way to the ringing, the pulse, the screaming smile. A warren of terrified eyes cower into closed palms, gripping at grassy bunches that crunch to the touch, and forearms in gloves to the elbow. Your hands are free. You touch your face to an alabaster sheen. Hard corners, nothing there. A tranquil pool of sweet water invites your parched lips to drink. And on your hands and knees you dig the hard dirt. Only pebbles flowing in a stream. Your eyes bulge out to see, to see. You are choking on your own scream. Focused desperately on the patch of earth between your forearms, your body drips in sweat. Your knees and elbows ignore all request to budge, skin pale and glistening. Only the earth, your neck locked, your body a wooden table. The cold first touches your fingertips, slowly creeping up your knuckles. You clench at nothing. The earth darkens to water being poured down your back. You feel none of it, nor the hands that grip your arms and legs. Stiff as a board, they prop you upright, plopping you with a soft crunch on a bale, your arms stiffen before you, erect like a mantis. You can breathe. You can see. Nothing else. Your hands are worn to bloody stumps clumped with hair. The ground now before you a patch of carnage. Barely identifiable bits of butchered flesh, a bit of discernible face, arm, or foot. Your shovel blades bloody and strewn. And again,
the drums. Now before you a sea of squatting villagers, lowering their heads to the circle of butchery around you, moaning, weeping, piercing screeches until the sounds form into a sad rhythm. The sun is slowly creeping behind the trees, stretching shadows into the clearing. And by now the cold has reached your wrists. It crawls deep into your spine. Then the sound of crackling flames. But for warmth, you feel a chill in your paralyzed limbs. The forks lick about your elbows, up your forearms until they sizzle. The ice consumes your body, every bone to rattle uncontrollably. It does not move. Your scream makes no sound. Your desperate cries for help, they are in your mind. For to your worshippers, who now gaze into your terrified screams, they see the real you. They see a calm look in your cheeks, your hands perched before you, summoning a glowing spirit of peace. A pale body, riddled with markings of ancestors' future and past, they see an earnest glow in your eyes, a deep, settled truth, harmony with the dusk, and in your face, a warm, tranquil smile.
That was The Trip by Tristan Verboven. At the start of the show, I said I'd listened to it 3 times. Well, now I've listened to it 4 times, and I'm still digesting it. What did we just experience? And can we just stop for a moment and recognize Tristan Verboven for what he is? A shaman. I can't believe the quality of these shows Tristan has been putting out lately. And this episode, our 100th, is one of our most strange, but also, can I say, daring? Imaginative? When I started this podcast in 2011, I wanted to push the boundaries of what podcasting could do. But I think Tristan just leaped into the unknown and then transformed into some kind of psychedelic medicine man from an alternate universe. I have a feeling I'm going to listen to this episode a few more times before we're done. The Twilight Histories is supported by listeners like you. We cannot do it without you. Each of these episodes requires a huge investment in time and concentration, and this goes well beyond a hobby for us. If you'd like us to do this for a living, and not just when the kids are asleep, please become a patron. We can only go up from here. I'm Jordan Harbour. Thanks for listening to The Twilight Histories. Until next time, take care.